This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Jason Bishop. Going to talk some college hoops with Randolph Childress from the ACC Network coming up at 9. But joining us right now to talk about the Commanders, beat reporter for the Washington Post, Sam Fortier. And Sam, most people really love this deal. It's hard finding negatives on the deal for Deebo Samuel. Give us your take on this trade.
I think it's a great deal as well. I think he does a lot of things that they didn't have last year that elevate their offense, particularly on those underneath routes with yards after the catch. I do think there is some risk because, you know, the 29-year-old plays a really punishing physical style. He dealt with, you know, a lot of nagging injuries last year. He's only missed 9 total games in the last 4 years. But anytime you play like he plays, you just have to expect, like, he could miss some time. And also, you know, there have been several instances over the last couple of years of either Deebo saying he's played out of shape or beat reporter saying he's played out of shape. Last year, which was his worst year since his rookie year in 2019, a longtime Bay Area columnist said that he was told that Deebo played 20 pounds overweight. So anytime you hear that, you think to yourself, okay, like there's some risk with this guy. I think it's a good move. Adam Peters knows him really well. I think it's worth the risk, but I do think we have to acknowledge there is some risk here.
Did Deebo say he was out of shape himself? I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, Deebo said after the 2022 season, he was like, I was awful. It was a year after his All-Pro year. He was like, I was awful because I was out of shape. I was too heavy. I was sluggish.
So there is risk, but he's on the last year of his deal. And look, if he wants to get a big, fat payday, whether it's from the Commanders or another team, after his deal expires, he knows that he has to come here and put up good numbers and play in like 15 plus games and show everybody that last year was like an aberration because of the pneumonia and the end of the oblique injury that kind of robbed him of some of his explosiveness. So like, I don't think there's that much risk. Like if it blows up in your face, you only gave up a 5th round pick to acquire it.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's totally worth it. And like you said, I think he's going to be a really good option for this offense. I think last year there wasn't a guy, I mean, Eckler sometimes, like there wasn't a guy who could be a quote-unquote easy answer for Jaden over the middle of the field, or a guy that could turn short passes into long gains. Like Cliff, I think, you know, there was a lot of pressure on Cliff and Jaden to be perfect, but I think Deebo kind of is a guy that can fix problems and say, hey, you don't have the perfect play called, or, you know, the coverage is difficult. Like, if you give me the ball, I can break some tackles and make something happen. So I think he was totally worth the risk, for sure.
What do you think becomes of the trio of free agent wideouts that played pretty well last year? Deami Brown, Noah Brown, and Oz Zacchaeus. What do you think happens there? Any of those guys get retained? I would think the favorite to get retained there is Deami Brown, since he was drafted by this team, even though by a different regime. I just feel like Noah Brown and Zacchaeus are guys who are probably going to walk.
I actually feel a little differently. I think that, like, Deami Brown definitely showed a lot last year, especially, you know, toward the playoffs. He became more professional, more consistent. I really like what Zacchaeus did. I think that they liked him a lot. He was very consistent. You know, obviously not the most productive guy, but I think he displayed a lot of what they wanted. I remember that fumble recovery against Cleveland, where he's making that fumble recovery 40 yards downfield because he's playing hard. But I'm curious to see what his market is like. You know, you're probably not going to get in a bidding war with him. And if another team values that and wants to bring him in, then maybe you don't get him back. But I think Deami, he still was a little bit inconsistent. And I think that they're looking for, they still clearly need a legitimate number two receiver opposite Terry. I don't think of Deebo, and this is not a shot at him, I don't think of him as a quote unquote number two receiver, because I think you need another guy who can run out of static. You know, you want someone who can line up on the outside and win by route running, create separation. And Deebo, while he's a great weapon, I don't think that's him. And so I think you need, you know, whether it's Darius Slayton or another one of these guys, you know, I suggested on Twitter yesterday, and some people did not like it. I think, like, if Devontae Adams, if they release him, I think you check into it. I'm not saying, you know, you pay him a lot of money or give him multiple years or anything, but I think you need a traditional quote unquote number two receiver opposite Terry still.
Well, what do you think? So in terms of the draft, now that they went out and got Deebo, do you think that they're going to focus more on, maybe in the first round, second round, they're going to focus more on defense, offensive line? Do you think they're still looking at receiver kind of early, depending on who's there? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I have the same thought that you do. Like, those are other positions that they need more of. But then I go back to last year in the second round. Like, defensive tackle was not a position that we were talking about as a position of need. And then they go out and get Johnny Newton because he's the best player available, and he's at the top of their board when they pick in the second round. So while I do think those are bigger needs for them, I am I'm wary of, you know, pigeonholing them, because I know Adam Peters is going to follow the board and kind of figure out where the value is and take that.
So we're talking to Sam Fortier from the Washington Post on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So when we look at the draft right now, the Commanders have picks in the first three rounds. Then they don't have any picks in the fourth and fifth round, right?
Right.
Yeah, a big hole in the draft right now.
I mean, this is, you know, I asked Adam Peters at the Combine. I said, this was like on Tuesday, I was like, if you make a significant trade, will you still have the draft capital to build through the draft? Which he said he's always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And he was like, look, like, I'm going to make the team better, you know, kind of gave a standard, typical GM answer. But I do think that that's like a legitimate question now. Maybe he has a trade lined up for Jonathan Allen, but I would be very surprised if, you know, he gets more than a sixth or late round pick swap. Like that has been sort of the market that, as I understand it. And so, yeah, he could add a late round pick, but, you know, in a deep draft like this, going into the draft, with not that many picks, I would think that that makes them a prime candidate to trade down out of the first round if we get there and things look the similar or the same as they do now.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you think he moves off 29 and moves like the 35 to 40 in order to recoup a fourth or a fifth rounder, or maybe even moves further back to get multiple picks in those rounds where he's dealt away the picks?
Totally. And I think, you know, Schefter said over the weekend, like, that the difference between the NFL community believes that the difference between, it was something like pick 15 and pick 35 is not that different this year because of the talent that you have in the draft. And so it's like, you know, when you hear that, especially when you look at how deep the edge rusher class is, if that's, you know, a position you go for, because I do think they certainly need someone there, like, that to me is, it would be a very enticing decision.
You know, other than quarterback, you truly, it's remarkable what they did last year, considering you could look at every level, every position, and say, well, they certainly need an upgrade there. If you had to prioritize it at this point after the Debo signing, what would it be?
Edge rusher, to me, like, they still lack, not even playmakers, but they only have, I believe, like, three or four defensive linemen who even played a snap for them last year. And, you know, setting the, not just rushing the passer, even though that's arguably the most important thing on defense in the league, also setting the edge against the run. Like, you guys remember the first play of the NFC Championship game with Saquon, you know, getting out and breaking that thing. Like, that is an issue that they had, and they need to fix it. And so I would say edge rusher still is at the top of my board.
Are you bullish or bearish on Lattimore returning to any form that would make the fans happy?
It's a tough one, man, because Marshawn, obviously, he has played really well. It was the first big, I think, gamble by Peters. I think that he has a shot to return to the level that he was at, but I don't think it is guaranteed. And this is, I think, one of the other reasons I think you need to get edge rusher help is if you can have a more consistent pass rush, then I think that you help guys like Lattimore. You can help your coverage unit in general. And so I would say you got to surround him with the right talent as well. That's one of the biggest questions I have when we get to camp is, you know, can Marshawn get back to that form?
So it looked like Coach Quinn had kind of a funny moment talking about Bobby Wagner. What can you fill us in on the likelihood of Wagner returning?
We asked him that, and he was like, you got to talk to his agent. And we were like, oh, okay. And then he, like, you know, hit a beat, paused, and then smiled and was like, he is his own agent. So he's been waiting to say that for a long time. Look, I think it's totally possible that Bobby returns. I think DQ seemed optimistic about it when we asked him, but, you know, Pete Carroll is the head coach in Vegas now. They obviously have a long history. I think that they could, you know, try to make an offer sort of like Washington did last year, bring a veteran guy in who also is still very good at linebacker. Don't get me wrong, but you bring a veteran guy in to help, you know, kind of set the tone for the culture. But at the same time, you know, Bobby really values Ken Norton, the Commanders linebackers coach. I think he really likes Jaden. I would question whether he wants to start over somewhere else on a rebuilding team when it seems like the Commanders are positioned to win now. So I think the Commanders are going to have a strong chance to retain him, but there's obviously people out there that would love to have him there as well.
Sam, how would you structure the running back room, and where does that leave Brian Robinson?
I think you need to add an extra, whether that be in free agency, whether that be in the draft. I think you need a home run hitter, a speed guy. And, you know, that's, I think Eckler and B-Rob are, you know, they're good backs, but I think you need to add a little something extra, because we saw last year, you know, I know Brian Robinson had that like 40-yard touchdown against Tennessee, but there was just, that's kind of what I'm talking about with Debo. Like, they just lacked a home run threat who could kind of, you give them the ball and they do the rest. You know what I mean?
Hey, what's the deal with Terry McLaurin's contract? Isn't he entering the last year of his deal, 2025?
Yes, he is. He is entering the last year. And we asked Adam Peters in Indianapolis, like, hey, should we expect a Terry McLaurin contract extension? And he was like, yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. But he is in the last year of his deal. He counts $25.5 million against the cap, which is a little bit below the top of the market for, you know, what receivers are making right now. But he has, you know, no guaranteed money. So it's
after putting up those numbers, man, he's in for a nice payday.
Absolutely. So I think that's definitely on the table. People should be looking out for that. It's, you know, he's entering his age 30 season. So it would be interesting to me, like, what exactly that looks like. But obviously he balled out last year, was a really important part of this offense. And then they got to make sure that he's here for a while.
By the way, I haven't heard a lot about it. Is the coaching staff largely going to be intact for next year?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they lost the assistant special teams coordinator, but that is the only, you know, major...
That's kind of remarkable.
Like, the only one.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you come off a year like that, like, you expect to say, oh, okay, like, you know, people are going to go here or go there. And, you know, I think notably there were a lot of interviews, you know, Cliff, you know, took the head coaching interviews, Tavita Pritchard interviewed for the offensive coordinator job, down in Jacksonville. But they blocked assistant QB's coach, David Blau, from interviewing, with the Jets. So they're going to run this thing back. And I would say that if they have a similar year to what they did last year, like, they should definitely prepare to lose some guys. Including Cliff Kingsbury, who said, obviously, that he wants to be a head coach again at some point.
That's Sam Fortier from the Washington Post. Thanks for joining us, pal.
Of course. Thank you, Sam. Me, guys.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Buddy.
Sam touched on what the Commanders may do next. What do you want to see them do next? Sam says they'll need a perimeter wide receiver. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What should the Commanders turn their focus to next? Here on the Junkies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.